Welcome to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. Brought to you by The Art of Love and Feminine Power Programs. Your hosts for the series are best-selling author Arielle Ford and Claire Zanet, founder of Feminine Power. Welcome to our special bonus seminar highlights and live Q&A with Arielle and Claire.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Claire. Arielle, are you there?
I'm here, Claire. Welcome, everyone.
I love this circle. It's just been such an amazing series so far. The feedback, your posts, your comments, feeling you with us. And I want to welcome you to our live Love Magic Circle here today. We created these events to support you to integrate and apply the insights and the powerful tools and practices our speakers are sharing with you, and also to be able to answer questions and offer coaching and be able to connect with you personally. So I'll give you an overview of how the session is going to work today in just a few moments. But as always, we'd love to just start with an opening centering meditation to ground us in the vibration of love. Arielle, would you like to lead us today?
Yes. All right, everybody. So I want you to get really comfortable wherever it is that you're sitting and keep your eyes open for just a moment. And I want you to look around where you are and find something really beautiful to focus on. Find one thing that's very appealing to you, one thing of beauty. And just take a few seconds to appreciate this beauty, whatever it is. I'm personally looking at my purple orchid plant. Claire, what are you looking at?
I'm looking out to a beautiful park where there are monarch butterflies and the sun is shining, and it's a very magical day here in Santa Cruz where I am.
Great, great, Kate. Now, I want you to extend your hearing. And what is it that you can hear? What's the sound that you're hearing? I'm hearing a breeze going through the palm tree in my backyard. Claire, what are you hearing?
I'm hearing the hum of my computer, which lets me know that I'm connected to everyone here in our circle across the globe. So my heart feels expanded with appreciation for that.
Good, good. We're definitely connected. So we're seeing beauty, we're hearing connection, and we're hearing nature. Now I just want you to notice your feet on the floor, that solid earth is beneath you. And then notice the temperature of the air around you. And take a deep breath, and what's the scent you can smell? We've got honeysuckle blossoming in the backyard, and it's like a wave of perfume. But just let all your senses be alive for a moment. And now put your hands in your lap and just feel your own hands resting in your lap. And close your eyes. Just gently close your eyes. And take a nice, long, slow, deep breath. And as you do, just let go of the stresses of the day. Know that you are safe with us in this global circle of love and community, a global circle of goddesses. Now place your hands on your heart. And with your next inhale, imagine you're breathing in love, love and ease. And as you exhale, exhale out love and ease to yourself and to all of us. And now move your hands from your heart and give yourself a hug. Let your own arms wrap around your shoulders and squeeze tight. And really thank yourself for making time for you for carving out this time for your own heart, your own growth, to be with all of us. We're here together in the circle of love in the present moment, committed to being our best and highest selves of love, to give love, to share love, to be loving. And as we open our hearts, allow our minds to open as well. Allow yourself to welcome in this new information, the information of which might transform you in some deep, incredible way. Allow yourself to be open, willing, and available for love, for transformation, for growth, for connection. Take a nice, long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take another nice, long, slow, deep breath. Now take your arms and open them wide like you're receiving the whole world. Let those arms drift back. Throw your chest up to the sky, to the ceiling. And then breathe in all the love you can stand, as much as you can take in. Now put your hands back in your lap. Begin to feel your feet upon the floor. Put a smile on your face. And now I want you to swallow that smile. Let that smile go down your throat, into your belly, so your belly's smiling. The smile go through your lower abdomen, into your arms and your legs, down to your feet. So down on every level and every dimension, you are a giant smile. Keeping this smile upon your face, whenever you're ready, simply open your eyes and welcome back to the circle of love. Are you smiling, Claire?
My whole body is smiling. Each and every cell is smiling. It feels so good.
An old, old shaman in Bali taught me that one a couple of years ago. He said, every morning, wake up and swallow your smile.
That's beautiful.
It feels so good.
Well, hi and welcome everyone, and I want to welcome you, especially if you're with us for the first time today. You are joining our Art of Love community, and we are a global circle now of over 200,000 women have registered or part of this event. Amazing energy that we're in together for the duration of the series. We have so much to share with you, the highlights, the recaps of today's sessions. And we're going to do that for a few minutes, and then we're going to open it up for live coaching. And we're broadcasting this session to everyone in the series. However, if you would like to ask a question or be coached by us, access to these coaching calls, being able to dial in to ask your questions, is one of the many amazing bonuses you'll receive with our Gold and Platinum upgrade packages. You can find out all of the information about the program, the upcoming events, the different upgrade options. We know you're really busy and the seminars are absolutely extraordinary. We know you're going to want to end up owning your own copy of the series, so we've created some fantastic upgrade packages. The information is there on the page. We'll share more about the different options at the end of our time together today. But we want you to know that that's available for you as well. If you are feeling cold to that, if you are one of our gold or platinum subscribers, if you just refresh your live event page right now, you should see a Q&A box has appeared on your page, and we'd love to invite you to shout out from wherever you are listening in from the world today. And if you're listening in on the phone, you'll have an opportunity to speak live and be coached by us. In just a few minutes, we'll be opening it up in that way. And let's see. I think, Ariel, let's dive into our recap.
Who do you want to start with?
Well, today on the series, we had some amazing, amazing seminars. And let's maybe start with Dr. Amir.
Great. Okay. So, you know, I am so wishing I had had his information more than 20 years ago, because I was one of these people that, you know, I would end up in these bad relationships and things were never going the way I wanted them to. And I kept thinking, oh, if only I could change him, if only I could change myself, if I could twist myself into a pretzel and make this work. And it turns out that there are people that you just can't change, that they have no ability to connect deeply on an intimate level. It's kind of like, you know, like people who are born with allergies. They're allergic to cats or they're allergic to dogs. They can't change that about themselves. There's no fix for that. Well, there's 25% of the population that have this thing that Dr. Amir Levine calls avoidance attachment style. And they're just completely uncomfortable with too much closeness and intimacy, and they always want to keep their partners at arm's length. And there's just nothing you can do about it. So what I
felt I was not lovable when I dated those people.
Right? We thought it was our fault. And here's what I like most about this.
I blamed myself.
No blame.
Right.
Claire,
yeah.
You weren't to blame. It wasn't you.
I know that now.
Right? So there's these avoidant attachment style people. And then there are people who have what are called anxious attachment style, and I'll describe that more in a minute. And then there's what he calls the super soulmates, the ones we all want. 52% of the population is the secure attachment style. And so, it's 54% of men and women are secure, 25% are avoidance, and 20% are anxious. And he talks about how there's all this relationship drama, which you and I have been through, where you have an anxious person with the avoidant person. So one person loves a lot of intimacy and closeness, but they're really super sensitive to the potential threats, like, are they going to leave me? And they're filled with doubt and anxiety and insecurity. And they're with these avoidants. That's all they do is drum up, you know, this insecurity. And one of the things he says that happens to all of us when we're attracted to somebody, he says that it's nature's trick that we tend to trust people we're attracted to, but they're not necessarily people that are trustworthy. And what happens is because we've had sex with them and all this oxytocin has been released, which we call the super glue of love, it increases the trust, even though we have no good rational, logical reason to be trusting them. And even though red flags come up, we keep buying into this thought process, oh, everything's going to be fine. So what if they didn't show up? So what if they didn't do what they said they were going to do? And we make all these excuses. And he says it's just not our fault. We're sort of like trapped in this, what he calls trust veil. So he says it's super important. Oh, go ahead.
Well, it's such a profound session. I mean, listening to the session, you know, the way that he describes and understands the science of attachment theory, it's like suddenly, in an instant, all of my entire relationship history I could categorize into the partners. I could clearly see who had what attachment style, and it made sense of my entire relationship history, like, in an instant.
Exactly, exactly. That's why I'm saying, if only this information is available.
Right.
I was thinking, And what about the guys who disappeared on us all these times? And we're thinking,
right,
what did I do? And you didn't do anything wrong. You've never done anything wrong. They just have to disappear.
Well,
so
right. And so where this is so helpful when you're on the path to finding love is, you know, we shared about this in the opening. And by the way, if you haven't listened to our opening kickoff event, Amplify Your Love, Manifesting Power, really encourage you to start there. We talk a lot about visioning your soulmate relationship and how it's critical to find someone that we have chemistry with, that we have shared values with, that we have a shared vision for life with, but who also has the qualities of someone who can be a great life partner. And we listed them in that call, the absolute must-haves of the capacities for a great life partner. And so, you know, what Amir shares in this session is, you know, two things. It's both what to look for and what are the signs that someone doesn't have the capacity to really love you. And also, if you're one of those types where you have a kind of insecure style, you know, the things that you can do to develop the capacity for healthy, loving, attached, secure relationship.
And
so that's really critical.
And the number one thing
critical
to do,
yeah,
is make sure you end up with a secure type. Because I would say I went into relationships as an anxious type, but ended,
yeah,
up with a secure type. And by consistently seeing how lovable I was reflected back to me by Brian has turned me into a secure type.
I think that's really true. I think you married the most secure type that there was. But there was a shift in you that had you be open to and be attracted to that, right? As opposed to so many of us with unresolved patterns or old beliefs, we feel a sense of home in the, you know, with the avoidant type, that somehow that's what we grew
oh,
up
yes,
with, that's what's familiar.
Well, that was my father, you know,
right,
completely unavailable. So I was just being a typical human being, reenacting my childhood wounds. Thank God for therapy, you know, because I didn't have Dr. Amir back then, but I had a good therapist. I do want to share one last thing that he said is the most critical thing to look for in a person. So you want to ask yourself these two questions. Is this person consistently available, and can they see me and my needs and respond to them?
That's great. That's really
amazing,
helpful.
Right? I could go
yeah.
on and on about this, but
no,
I know we don't.
No, but listen to that seminar. That's an amazing
yeah.
seminar. It's one of the most important seminars in the entire series to listen to, as is our panel from today, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. But so, Arielle, in terms of manifesting love, so, you know, having someone who you share chemistry with, and so if two people share chemistry, if they share shared values, if they have a shared vision for life, and they both have secure attachments, like that's the recipe
that's
for
that's
happily
like,
ever after.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
You're going to create
is.
That. So
and
what
it's
a
possible.
What a powerful and Dr. Amir is one of the leading experts in the new science of attachment in the world today. So
yes, he is both a psychiatrist, a best-selling author, and a professor at Columbia University.
He rocks. You got to listen.
Star.
It's awesome. So.
And he's writing a textbook now for therapists so that they can understand this to help their patients. I mean, the guy's just a total rock star. You
so.
Know, I have a crush on him.
We love Dr. Amir. So please, you know, do listen. Listen to his session. And so the other session that is so important, I mean, these are two pieces, I think, in all the years and the work that we've done on supporting women to attract, manifest, create love. There are pieces that we haven't gone into this kind of depth, and we're seeing that, you know, for places that women have been struggling or beating themselves up or in patterns or dynamics you haven't been able to move past, the information in these sessions today especially is important. So we'll talk about the panel in just a minute, but let's hear about Neil, what our beloved friend Neil Donald Walsh had to share, because my heart was just blown open listening to Neil share. This is I've never heard him share like this about relationship, about intimacy, about his own journey. And he's just going to blow possibility wide open for you if you feel like you've missed the boat, or it's too late, or you're too old, or you're too damaged, or you're too much of this. Ariel, do you want to share some of the highlights?
Sure, sure. Well, you know, one of the first things he talks about is, you know, what really is love? And he said, it's a feeling that allows me to identify much more closely with my true self, my larger purpose for being here, with the ultimate reality of all of life. It's the feeling that I have when I think about what I call God. And he said, you know, of course, that it's also a feeling that he has with his soulmate wife, you know, and he is blown away by the awesomeness of her presence. But he said, I asked him then, well, what is a soulmate, you know? And he said that, he said he believes that we're all soulmates to each other. But within the context of the romantic soulmate, he said a soulmate is literally a part of that same soul. It's a person who's being enveloped or embraced or encased in the same soul essence that your body is encased in. So they're both soulmates and soul partners. And I thought that was just beautiful. You know, he said there are the physicalizations and the manifestations in the physical form of the people we've danced with lifetime after lifetime.
Mm. Beautiful.
Yeah. And then we also got into sort of a deep conversation around failures. What is a failure? You know, because so many people look at relationships that don't work out and immediately categorize that as a failure. And he says that he likes to call it a stepping stone on the way to the largest expression of the experience in life we call relationship. So in his reality, failure doesn't exist because your so-called past failures are throwing open the door of understanding and experience. So he would say to people who are discouraged because they've had a lot of failure in past relationship, he said, even if you think the next one is going to be just as difficult or as challenging or just as much a so-called failure as the last one, do it anyway, because in the end, when the whole dance is over, you're going to realize that you've moved through life in personal, intimate relationships, and that it's the highest and most rapid form of evolution that he's aware of. So if you're lucky enough to find someone who's willing to share the adventure with you, do it again and again and again.
Mm. And Neil has been married more than 7 times. So he is definitely an advocate for what he's saying about never give up. And I say that with tremendous respect and affection, because the relationship he is in now is one of the most incredible true love soulmate relationships I've ever seen.
You know, I've known Neil since 1994 because I was his publicist at the very beginning with Conversations with God. And so I've known him a long time, and I've known at least 4 of his wives. And when I saw him with his current wife and soulmate M for the first time, I took him aside and I said, Neil, I have a problem. He said, what's that? I said, I'm not used to seeing you happy.
Wow.
Because he
That's
was
amazing.
Just radiating.
Well, but you can see how many of us in relationships that don't work, or, you know, for whatever reason, we judge them as failures. We think that, you know, we can't do it. But Neil really lives this. Neil really practiced this resilience and continued the journey and continued to keep his heart open to possibility, and is in the most extraordinary relationship. And, you know, Neil is just amazing. My experience of knowing him personally, too, is like who you experience him to be, who he is in every way, is who you hear, you know, on these seminars and in his books. He's just the most remarkable success at being a human being. And
he's very congruent.
Yeah. So in each and every breath and cell. So you're going to be so nurtured and healed by what he has to share with you. I want to encourage you to listen to that. If if you feel shut down to possibility or it's too late. And our panel, the other must hear session today, is our panel on Is He Worthy of Your Love? And this is one of the most brilliant panels I think we've ever had in our entire love manifesting history. Ariel, would you say? Can you share about it?
Yeah, so it was with Carol Allen, Melanie, Tanya Evans, and David Kessler. And I'm going to start with the sort of positive side of it. So we looked at, you know, what are the things to look for in a partner that would be capable of having a really healthy, deeply connected, loving relationship. And so some of the things to look for is to see, how do they handle stress? How do they handle if you say no to them for any reason? If you just say, no, I'm busy, I have plans, can I see you another time? How do they handle if you disagree about something? How do they deal with simple things that shouldn't be a big deal? Do they have right-sized reactions, or do they act out or fall apart or become aggressive or hostile? And then the other thing to do is you want to start looking at their history. You know, if somebody says to you, I don't talk to my parents anymore, or my ex is, you know, a horrible person, you really want to pay attention to that, and you want to start to have some understanding to see, you know, do they really have capacity for connection and for forgiveness and for tolerance and all of that. And Melanie, who was on the panel, she is one of the leaders in what is known as the narcissistic abuse recovery movement, because there are people out there that are narcissists, some are even sociopaths, and they do something that you have to really watch out for. You know, if you've ever met somebody, and I know, Claire, you and I have both had this happen, that was just too good to be true. Like, they seemed to get us instantly on every level. They knew exactly what to say. They were coming at us 100 miles an hour, sweeping us off our feet. Well, that's something that's known as love bombing, and it's a really big red flag, because they're actually predators, and they're coming after you, and they're love bombing you. So they went really deep about what that is and how to look for it and what to do when you're involved with somebody who might be like that. But some of the core traits that you want to be aware of is pathological lying, an inability to be real or honest or vulnerable. They can also harbor stuff from the past, and you may think you have resolved something, but they bring it up again and again. They also tend to lash out, propensity for, like, when the punishment doesn't fit the crime. You do something small, but they react in ways that don't make sense. They refuse to be remorseful or accountable. And when you're arguing with them, it can feel like your head is spinning, like you're having a conversation with an angry five-year-old. So that's just a few of it. And then, of course, we had our dear friend David Kessler, who's a grief expert and a love expert, on there to talk about, you know, how do you get to forgiveness for yourself for having gotten involved with somebody like this and overstepped your boundaries, and how do you forgive them and let go. So it was a very deep, thoughtful panel with a lot of new information, because statistically, most of us will come up and end up dating somebody that has narcissistic behavior.
And particularly if you're in a process or a program like this to open your heart up to possibility, and it's probably been shut down in the past because you've been taken advantage of, a lot of us, or had different experiences that were very wounding. And so there's a vulnerability to opening up to love again in this way that leaves us vulnerable to, you know, people like this. And so it's so important to be educated and to be aware, and it's part of self-care and our own empowerment to keep ourselves safe. Because I think, you know, what happens, I mean, this is what I've really seen coaching and mentoring so many women now, when we don't feel safe to open ourselves up to love again, it's because we don't trust ourselves to have the discernment and the skills to keep ourselves safe. And so this is what the session is going to give you in a really powerful way.
And then finally today, our success story was the amazing SARC, Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy, the artist and best-selling creativity goddess who found love, real, true, big soulmate love for the first time at the age of 58. And her path, her love path was really kind of wild. She said her relationship history was mostly long distance and adventurous, and she had many, many lovers, but she never lived with one. She never had anything coming close to a soulmate. And in 1997, she decided to marry herself. And she had a wedding down in the Bahamas, and she had dolphins at the wedding, and she had a ring made with pearls, and she decided she was the ocean, and it was a ceremony with herself and the dolphins and the turquoise water. And she promised herself to never leave me and to love me forever. And it was a magnificent self-love journey. And then, you know, not that many years ago, she started thinking about, well, what would it be like to be in a relationship, to have a soulmate? And she saw that, you know, she was a driven, overachiever, controlling perfectionist who always wanted it her way. And she was really scared to share with anybody that her heart and soul were really calling for, you know, real big love. And her fear was that she wouldn't succeed at it. And then, you know, one day she went on a cruise to Alaska, and she was, it was a law of attraction cruise with Esther Hicks, with the Abraham Esther Hicks, and she ended up meeting her soulmate, John. And she said that on first meeting, she said he definitely wasn't her type, but yet within a day, he knew and she knew, they both knew they'd get married, and they ended up moving in together a month after they met, even
wow.
though she thought he wasn't her type. And one of the things he said to her that really captured her, he said to her, you're obviously a very flamboyant and creative and interesting woman, but what I most appreciate about you is that I can see that you're a woman who wants to give and receive love. And then he said to her, I want you to know I am qualified to adore you. Okay, is that like the greatest line ever? I am qualified to adore you. I may have to email that to Brian and ask him to say it to me.
Wow.
Although he did tell me he experiences maximum awesomeness with me. Anyway, that night she had a dream, and in the dream, what she calls her inner wise self came to her and said, you will marry this man and spend the rest of your life with him. And the next day he said to her, I want to come and live with you, and if in 3 days you don't like it, I'll leave. And she said to him, no, that's not going to work. You can live down the street, but I have to get to know you. And he said, I really appreciate what you said, but I want to live with you. I choose you. Let's start that right away, and if it doesn't work out, I promise I'll leave. And then here was the clincher. He said, I'm bringing you three gifts. First, I promise to see you as perfect. Second, I'm offering you a no-compromise relationship. Instead, we're going to create joyful solutions. And thirdly, I promise to see you as self-lovingly separate with beautiful boundaries. How amazing is that?
Wow. That's beautiful.
No.
I love that.
For those of you who got to hear it, I just want to say one last thing about it, is that unfortunately John died 3 weeks ago of cancer. And even though he has left his physical body, I've spoken with Susan, and she is still very deeply connected to him on the unseen plane. And they've written a book together, which she hopes everybody will read someday, which I promised to mention. And it is called, where is it? Give me a second here. Oh, dear. I can't find it. But
Succulent
anyway.
Wild Love? I think it's...
Succulent Wild Love. Thank you,
Succulent
Claire.
Wild Love. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely
gorgeous.
Yeah,
Succulent Wild Love. Six Powerful Habits for Feeling More Love More Often, which is the book she and John wrote together. So that was our success story today.
Well,
first love ever, really, at 58. So she can do it, you can do it.
Absolutely. And it's the thing about soulmate love is that, you know, my experience of it is it just heals and recalibrates you on such a deep level. Like you have known that love for however long it's in our life for. There's a fullness to the experience of life in having really been met, seen, known, and become one with another. And her story of that at the age of 58 is just extraordinary. So really want to encourage you to listen. If you feel like it's too late or you're too old or there's no one out there, there are exquisite partners out there.
Or you've had seven marriages and
you think
you're damaged. Neil says, go for it again and again and again.
Yeah, that's beautiful, inspiring. Well, thanks, Arielle. That's really lovely highlights, and what a fantastic recap of our sessions today. And I want to remind everyone that tomorrow I'm going to be hosting my session in the series live on the Feminine Power Love Manifesting Keys for Smart, Creative, Gifted Women. And tomorrow's a really special day. It's the exact day 10 years ago I met my beloved soulmate, Craig. I remember feeling just this amazing feeling of there being this field of connection between us, this destiny of cosmic wild experiences. We're walking across this beautiful bridge in Germany where we met at a conference. My life has completely transformed ever since I met Craig, and I can't wait to share with you my story, all of my discoveries. I'm going to give you the essence of everything that I did and I've discovered in coaching and mentoring women in the area of relationships and love with feminine power for the past decade in that seminar live tomorrow. So it's a very magical day for love manifesting. So please join me live tomorrow at 10 a.m. You'll find all the details there on your event page. And I look forward to being with you. So coming up tomorrow, there's my session. There's Rory Ray. Arielle, you're going to share on Sunday your session on Master Manifesting Tools and Practice. I know this is your best magic from over a decade of teaching and mentoring and coaching women with this as well. Do you want to share a little bit about that Sunday's event?
Well, you know, I'll just say that if you want the absolute step-by-step instructions on how I've done it and tens of thousands of men and other women have done it, join me on Sunday because I share it all and I'm going to take you on some deep processes to connect you to your soulmate in the moment and get your heart light turned on and let you figure out all the ways that you can have love in your life very, very quickly. I can't wait to do it.
And you can click on your event page right now or scroll all the way down. You'll be able to see the upcoming program of keynotes and panels and inspiring women success stories. And again, all the sessions are free for 24 hours. You'll receive an email every day with highlights of that day's sessions as well as a link to the event page that you're now on. And we know you're really busy. If you don't have time to listen or you want to listen again, and we know you're going to want to own this series, so we've created two very special upgrade options. With the gold upgrade, you'll get over $700,000. I'm sorry, it is worth $700,000 in terms of the value. You'll get over $700 worth of bonuses with that upgrade, as well as download access to all of the audios in the package. And with the platinum package, you're going to receive everything in the gold plus an additional series of bonuses. We'll tell you more about our brand new Art of Love Inner Circle membership. There's going to be a live workshop we're going to be offering together, as well as more coaching calls. I'll share more about that at the end, but you can find out all the details right now on your page as well as upgrade to gain access to be coached on these sessions. So let's go and open it up for live coaching and questions right now. If you have a question for us or you'd like to receive some live coaching, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. I'm sorry, star 2 on your keypad. Go ahead and press star 2 on your keypad. All right, let's hear from, who's calling from NC? Is it Cammie? Oops. Who's calling from Westchester in New York? Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Who's there?
Hi, this is Joan.
Joan? Hi, Joan.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. Go right ahead.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Well, my question, and thank you so much because you gave me some pops of information so I didn't have to ask my other question. My question is, and I've worked with Orna and Matthew Walters, and
mm-hmm.
they really helped me with my self-esteem and what I deserve and, you know, getting, you know, no unavailable men, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
From last night's call, I cried like a baby when you did the processing because I found another thing that came up. And it's always, you know, the latter. And because I feel like I've always had this thing of life's not fair. And everyone thought I would get married first out of my sisters because of, you know, what I look like and opportunities I've had. And you know, that didn't happen for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, sorry.
That's okay.
So I have this thing of life's not fair always showing up, and I notice it now from last night's call. And I also noticed, I said, okay, but where is life not fair in a good way? You know, so it's a thing of... it's not a thing of not deserving. It's just this universe I live in. It's even with my career. It's not linear. And I also got to this thing by listening that I have this belief that it's going to be a lot of work. And I don't want to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of work on myself, because now I feel the inner matches the outer, but this belief that it's going to be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, it makes me go, it makes my whole body feel weak instead of excited. And I don't, you know, it's confusing to me, because also I have this other thing where I love surprises, and that is completely goes with life's unfair, because then you're going to get a lot of surprises everywhere. So does that make sense?
Sure. So what you're naming is your own awareness of the limiting beliefs that are in the way for you to create the love that you desire. And not just the limiting beliefs, but the energetic of sadness and disappointment that accompanies your experience of that being true.
Yeah. It's
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So it's like I just feel this sadness and disappointment. And so you can say, oh, these are false beliefs, but the truth is there's decades of lived experience that reinforce their truth.
Yeah.
Right?
And there's been it's not fair in a good way things that have happened for me that I can, but not as many to solidify the it's not fair works.
Yeah.
I don't want it on my radar.
Well, so I think the deeper question I'm interested in
Yeah.
In terms of what's going to give access to a breakthrough here, mm-hmm. is looking at, you know, where is it, you know, well, so we have what the past has been, and we have the energetic of disappointment and regret and sadness. But I think the question that I'm most interested in as a grounding for this is just where to from here. If it were completely up to you, and you had the power to create your future in love, what would you create? What is it that you most deeply desire? And what is it that you want to stand for and commit to creating in the area of love?
I want a committed, connected, incredibly fun and relationship where I also learn new things all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I just want to continue to expand our education.
Yeah.
But that's exciting to me, and that's fun.
Yeah, wow. That felt really powerful when you said that. I could feel you tapped into and connected to a power center, right? Could you feel that?
Yeah. Yeah, I should keep writing that.
So what's important is just to shift your attention and focus primarily towards the future and what you're creating. And then turn towards and hold the part of you that feels really disappointed. So see if we can do that right now.
Okay,
so just imagine, so, you know, you're clearly a very powerful, capable, resourceful woman who can generate so many things for others and so many things in your life, right? I can just tell that about you in the very short time that we're speaking. So really connecting into, breathing into your body, breathing into your hips, and breathing into the powerful woman you are who shows up for others, who generates, who manifests for others. And just calling forth and drawing all of that power and turning it towards a place in your body, just putting one hand on your solar plexus in your heart and wherever you feel the center of the feeling in your body, if the part of you that's hurt, that's disappointed, that's sad. And just taking a nice deep breath and just allowing this powerful manifester that you are to connect with this younger Joan who feels so disappointed and alone and resigned. And just allow the breath and just say, Joan, sweetheart, you are not alone. And your desires matter. And whether life is fair or unfair or whatever, I don't know, and I'm not going to try to solve that problem. But the thing that I know is that I'm a powerful creator, and I'm going to create this for you. If you actually deserve to be happy, you deserve to have love in your life. It's actually a great power statement for you. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to have love. I'm a powerful creator. I'm going to manifest love for myself.
I'm going to manifest love for myself.
I'm going to use my power on my own behalf to fulfill my heart's desire now.
I'm going to use my power to create my heart's desire for myself.
Yeah. So it's about forging this connection and this relationship with yourself. Right? You can feel that, like there's a part of you that's really powerful that actually does have the power to cause this.
Yeah.
And there's a part of you that's in an old sense of yourself as not lovable or not worthy or not, you know, that you've been disappointed, all of those old meanings.
You know what I've been doing? I've just been doing it for everybody else like a habit.
Right.
Creating.
That's it, isn't it? It's using this, like, you know, powerful manifester that you are for everyone else. It's like really connecting that and using that to manifest your own heart desire.
And I have been having trouble visualizing. Like, and I think this is going to be, and I think this, thank you, because this is, of course I have.
Yeah. Right? So that's it. I'm going to use my power on my own behalf to manifest my heart's desires, because I deserve to be happy. I deserve to have love. And I give myself permission to receive that now. It's just what I'm getting as we're speaking.
Mm. I give myself permission to receive my own powers.
Yeah, on my own behalf.
On my own behalf. On my own behalf.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful, Joan.
Feels
really
like,
powerful.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. It feels like it's going to be a lot easier.
Well, that's the good news. You're already a powerful manifester. Right? And it's just connecting that to your heart's desire, and you can. And the tools and the resources in the series are going to help you so much with all the other pieces. So
thank you.
Thanks. And come to my session tomorrow, and Ariel's on Sunday. We have special gifts and keys and tools that I'm sure if we had an hour with you, we'd want to give you to help you, and we're going to give them to you in our seminars this weekend.
Thank you. I'm gold. I'm going to go platinum.
Terrific.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Well, you know, in the Inner Circle membership, one of the first things we're going to be going deeper into is transforming core beliefs around love. So you'll get that session as part of the Art of Love Inner Circle. So great to have you with us for that, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joan. Much love.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you.
Wow, what a powerful share. So just want to invite you, if you're listening, just to integrate and take from Joan's sharing and the work that we did together to yourself and whatever you're holding. Where are you manifesting powerfully for other people in your life? How can you call that power back to yourself and make a commitment to be using that energy of the manifesting creative power that you already have in other places in your life, using that fully on your own behalf to manifest your heart's desire? You deserve great love in your life. Thank you so much, Joan. All right, let's hear from, who's calling from? Is it Roseville? Is it Casey? Hello?
Oh, Kirsten.
Oh, Kirsten. Hi.
Hi, Kirsten Clark. How are you?
Hi, good. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you so much. And this is really fabulous information. And I just love what you two share. So in listening this morning to the call, looking at the anxious type and avoidant type, I clearly see a pattern that I tend to be the anxious type. And my two former husbands and the man that I have been in and out of a relationship with for the past year and a half are all avoidant type. And so I guess my question really is, I see the pattern, and I've been doing, of course, a lot of work trying to come whole, really seeing my own wholeness and coming from power center. And I feel like I've done, I have moved a lot more into a more powerful center and acceptance of myself. And yet the thought of completely letting go of, in this case, this man that I have deep feelings for, who is clearly an avoidant type, I resist it. So I'm just wondering if you can provide any thoughts or directions of how to move towards letting go what no longer serves. And I'm fairly certain I'm probably not the only person who deals with
well,
this pattern.
So let me try and recap here, because I think what you're naming is something that so many of us experience. Let me just recap it to see if I've captured it. We can go into this together. So firstly, isn't it the first thing about gaining power is to have language to name our experience? So I want to reflect back to you how powerfully you named what your experience is from listening to the seminar. I mean, how good is it to have language and a name for what's been going on, right? So like that's the first step to transformation. It's to be able to name it and to make it conscious. So what you're saying is, you know, I can see that I've had this pattern where I've been dating men who are the avoidant type, and yet I'm bonded to one, right?
Yeah.
I'm really bonded to one. So I can see that he's the avoidant type, and I can see that maybe I'm never going to get my needs met here just from listening to that, and I can get that intellectually, but emotionally and physically, I feel really bonded to this man, and I don't want to just let go, which makes sense because are you in it currently dating? You're in a relationship with someone like this?
Well, I mean, we
we're seeing someone.
I mean, yeah, I'm not seeing anyone else because of the possibility we keep on. He does things that, well, he'll either like break up with me on Christmas night, or do something that is so abhorrent and clearly breaks a rule that I had verbally stated that I, in you know, in just self-respect, have to. I say I'm sorry, but I'm not going to see you. And then he reengages, and then I reengage, and then we go through this very this dance of seeing each other, but you know, let's not say that this is seeing each other because it makes him feel uncomfortable. And I'm trying to be honest, I'm trying to create the space to make him feel, allow him to be comfortable and sink into the relationship, because I saw this possibility at the very beginning where he was pursuing me and being so reflective of what I wanted. It kind of sounded a little bit by that about like the love bomber.
Well,
So we're not in a relationship, but I'm holding myself for him, right?
So Kirsten, so this is what it is. I'm in love with an avoidant type man.
Yeah.
Too, right? Like that's actually naming what it is.
Kirsten, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This is Arielle.
Yeah.
Are you really willing to do what it's going to take for you to have the kind of love you deserve?
Yes.
Okay. So
I've left two husbands like this, and so.
Okay. So there's a way to unhook from this man, but it's not going to be easy. And if you're open to it, I'll tell you how to do it. But you have to really want this. You have to really know that you're so open to having what you deserve. And it's not, this guy's not bad or wrong. You know, he just can't give you what you deserve and need. It's
and you
like
know that and can see that clearly.
Walk,
right?
Yeah, I know that. I do.
He wants to walk, but he can't. He is incapable. And, you've got this pattern which you can break, and it's not going to be easy. So there's a thing called the Love Detox Program. And what it requires is that you tell him that you're moving on, and that for the next 6 weeks, you need to know that he can't call you, text you, email you, send you gifts, drive by your house, show up, or have any kind of contact with you at all. If you're connected to him on social media, you need to unfriend him and delete him, whatever you need to do. And
okay.
Completely free of him for at least 6 weeks, you know, and allow yourself to go through the grieving process.
feel all the pain that you're going to go through. You know, find yourself a good love coach or a therapist or a friend or a support group to get you through it. But you need a minimum of 6 weeks with no contact. You can't see, hear, smell, taste, or touch him in any way. And if you do, you have to start it over again. Because
okay.
what happens is that you are, on some level, more addicted to him than you would be to cocaine. And this is not me making stuff up. This is the research of Dr. Helen Fisher at Rutgers University, who's one of the leading
yeah.
experts on the biology of love. Okay, so it's when I say it's going to be hard, it's like you're going to be detoxing. But what's on the other side of that is the huge possibility for you to have what I have and what Claire has, what millions of women have, a man who loves you and puts you on a pedestal and is devoted to you and is your best friend and your partner for life. But as long as you are attached to this man, which you are physically, emotionally, spiritually, you can't get what you most want and need. So I know this sounds dreadful, you know, and it's not going to be easy, but it does work and it is possible.
And you will be able to, on the other side of the detox, actually kind of make a much clearer decision, not being in the actual chemical addiction to the relationship. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense, and it does feel like an addiction, and it makes a lot of sense to have that total break.
The other thing you can do to support yourself is that, you know, there's really alternative ways to do it with acupuncture, box flower remedies, you know, eating foods that fill you up, exercise, make sure you exercise every day, getting hugs every day, massages,
okay.
making sure you're filling up your oxytocin bucket.
Really extreme self-care.
That's it.
Okay,
extreme
through
self-care.
It. Yeah.
Okay. I'm willing to do that. Thank
Good.
You. Thank you.
We're standing with you, sending you so much love. Kirsten, thank you. So glad you're with us in our circle.
Too.
Just feel the energy and love and support of all of us here, too.
I do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Who else has a question or would like to receive some coaching? Go ahead and press star 2. Or you can post a question for us in the Q&A box. Okay, who just pressed star 2? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's there?
Oh, this is Terry.
Hey, Terry, go right ahead.
I'm just curious to hear what you guys think about... I'm sort of the opposite of everyone in that, or it seems a lot of people, in terms of relationships, because I really have not had a serious one for a long time. So clearly I would be maybe avoidant type. So I'm just starting to try to learn how to get past that.
Well, you know, Dr. Levine's advice would be make sure to look for secure types.
Right.
I would just say that, you know, you really want to out yourself when you're dating these guys, you know, just let them know, you know, I have a tendency to disappear, you know, sometimes I'm afraid of getting too close and I'm really working on this and I want to give you permission to call me out on it, you know, and really be open and vulnerable about it, that because it's not that avoidant types can't have relationships. It's just that, you know, most of the time they're not willing to do the work that it takes to open themselves up.
Right.
You know, it's not your job to fix somebody else, but it is your job to fix you.
Right. Yeah, obviously I'm working on that. So, so I was just curious because also I'm very excited to listen to Neil's segment because I'm also older and so it seems a little more daunting because I'm already in my 50s, so I don't know how that happened, but...
Oh, I got an email today from a woman who's 76 who finally found true love for the first time while getting married. You're just a young kid.
That's when my grandfather, when my grandfather was in his 80s, he said, oh, I'd love to be in my 70s again.
Right. I understand. Well, good for you for making the effort. We know you can do it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Terry.
Okay,
much love,
bye-bye.
Much support. Okay, who is with us from San Rafael? Denise?
Hi, this is Denise.
Hi, go right ahead.
Hi. Okay, how, if you think, I know I've been in two what I consider soulmate relationships, high school sweetheart and a man I was with for several years in my 30s. And now I'm in also a great relationship, soulmate, I guess, potential, and that's what I want. He's very present and available, but maybe I'm the avoidant type. But what I wanted to know is sometimes you just know and it's a click and everything else. What's the best way to nurture a reconnect of I think life came up. My mom passed away. A lot happened the last year and a half. We're planning on living together this summer. But how do you reconnect the passion, a soulmate sense, without it just sort of happening on its own?
You're going to have to be a little clearer for me, Terry, because I don't know what you mean. Be really blunt. What is it you're asking for?
Well, if I'm with someone for a year and a half and I felt a lot of the potential for a soulmate-level relationship because that's what I was attracting in, and then I'm not doubting that he's an incredible guy and everything else, but I guess if circumstances happen that I felt like I pulled back a little and don't feel quite as connected but want to reconnect and open up to that soulmate-level relationship, what's the best way to do that?
Go ahead, Claire. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to just ask, I think this is it. It's like, what is the question? Like, I don't know whether or not this is the right partner for me. Is that the question?
Maybe.
Right? Because
I'm not sure.
Are you pulling back because you're not really interested or attracted to this person? And you feel like you should be because maybe you won't find someone else?
No, I'm not worried about not finding someone else. I think he's a gem. I just, if you feel like you had that and then you backed off for whatever reason.
Well, what's the reason? You tell us. You're connected to your own deeper wisdom. Why have you been backing away?
I think, maybe building some trust issues, because if my heart's not open, he gets a little scared and will back off himself. And I think, again, caring for my mom and having her pass away in February, that was taking some focus and time. And I don't know if I'm just in a phase of protecting myself right now, and I want to jump fully back in and give it the best that I can do and not sit on the sidelines and more question it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
And so what's in the way of you being able to do that?
I'm not sure I know how to. I'm a little scared to dive in fully, for sure. At the same time, I'm not sure how to do that when it sort of naturally unfolds on its own, and now I want to give it a good push. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, so...
I'm not sure when you backed off, how to then... It's maybe easier when you feel a lot of connection and chemistry and everything's lining up.
So what's the current status of the relationship? Are you dating? Are you in a committed relationship? Are you?
Oh, you're definitely in a committed. Definitely committed. Have been for coming on 2 years in July. We have made the decision to move in together this summer and move forward with that.
Okay.
So what
is it that you're wanting to create? If it were completely up to you, what would you create in this relationship?
Amazing, connected, heart open, loving, deep, you know, the classic best friend, best lover, soulmate, you know, having each other's backs, honest. We have great communication. He's incredible in so many ways. I mean, he astounds, and I just go, wow, who invented you? You know, he's done work, and so he's evolved.
And so
I really want to make it happen with him. I'm just not sure. I've had the experience. I can close my heart really fast.
Mm-hmm.
I fell into something a few years ago. I went wide open, kept it open no matter what, and I worked on that really hard in a relationship where there was red flags, and I thought, it's going to work out. This has to be the guy, and it wasn't for a lot of reasons.
So what I'm hearing, and this is where I just want to get to see if we can name the core of it, that you're asking about or what the question is. And often we need help in that, so that's totally fine. And I hear, you know, you're asking your question because you need help getting clear about what it is that you need. So, you know, I would say, you know, is the question just, you know, how do I, your intention is to hold a space to discover what this relationship can become. You're not sure if this is it or not, but you want to find out. Right? Like, that's your intention.
Yeah.
I want to be all in and find out what's possible here.
Right.
And so, right? So,
yeah.
And I want to do that fully and wholeheartedly. And what you're saying is, I'm aware that I have blocks and barriers within myself to being vulnerable, to being transparent in ways that will enable this relationship to thrive. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, and I did probably for the first 6 months, I was very open. I don't think anything in particular happened. I think just outside things happened. But I was there before, and I know when people say you're there before, you can recapture if you've had that with someone. And so I want to be open, vulnerable, recapture.
Mm-hmm.
And put everything I have in without just telling myself, okay, I'm just going to do it because I might put up resistances again.
Okay.
I just want
to
know.
So, Denise, so here's the thing that's most important for you to get really clear what you desire.
Okay.
Right? And communicate that and see how he responds.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So it's like actually getting clear about what you desire and really focused, not on the past, but really focused on where you want to go and what you want to create. Find out if he wants to create that too and see if you can discover how you can move forward together. Okay, love?
Okay.
So
Thanks very much. The
sessions are going to help you. I would listen to all of the sessions on self-love, Marcy's session. Listen to that. Listen to the panel on self-love and confidence for you to get more connected to yourself and what you're feeling, what you're needing, what you're desiring. For you to connect with your own center is going to really help you be able to, and for you to cultivate intimacy and connection to yourself is going to help you feel safe and secure in being able to open up and create intimacy in this relationship and have it reach its potential.
Okay, wonderful. Now, you said that was Marcy's session?
Marcy's session.
Okay.
And Amy Ehler's yesterday on confidence. You're going to find that session. Actually, no, that's tomorrow. You're going to hear Amy Ehler's.
And Kristen and
Terry.
Yeah,
good.
Listen. Yeah, my session, Amy, tomorrow, Amy and Terry and Kristen, listen to that session. It's going to be really helpful. Listen to Marcy's session. Listen to everything on forging a deeper relationship and connection with yourself, because that's going to, you know, that's going to create the safety and the self-awareness that you need to then feel confident you can open up and explore this. But we're really holding the highest possibility of that to open up. So thanks so much. Much love.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Let's hear from Nancy in Philadelphia. Hello, Nancy.
Hi. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. I'm 68, and I have been in love several times, very, very accepting, treated like a queen, treat them like a king. And yet, in the one case, the one I thought I'd be with for my whole life, three times after 3.5 years, I suggested, you know, why don't we get married? And it's the only time he went silent. And then
a month
later,
oh,
I asked
let
him.
Let me tell you what the answer to this one is, okay?
Oh, okay.
What's his name?
Well, he passed away.
Oh, I'm so
Marty.
Sorry to hear that. Oh.
Yeah, he went to Vietnam, and then he passed away at age 30. I was 23.
Oh, so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so
that.
He is my first love back in the 20s, in my 20s. And the next guy I equally love for his uniqueness, and he treated me beautifully. And the next guy, I run when there's anger. And now I'm with a guy for 6 years, and he and I know how to be laughing, belly laughing, and then we can shift it to intense anger. And my 94-year-old mom, I have like this unconditional love relationship with her and an unconditional hate relationship. And same with my dad, and I'm always on the fence. I can swing back and forth in an instant. And finally, I've taken myself off the ends of the seesaw seats and moved in. And I've eliminated the extremes, and I've created a wonderful relationship with my mom now. And everything she does to me, I see that I transfer that onto this guy that I'm with now. I can see I'm in the middle of carrying on my mom's traits to me and behavior patterns, and I say the buck stops here with me. It's not about this guy, it's not about my mom. I have to change and, you know, just be more in balance. These talks have been absolutely wonderful for me. All your sessions, all of them. Mm. I
wonderful.
Spent the whole day, hours and hours and hours. Neil Welsh, Walsh, every one of them I listened to. My seat's sore and it's worth it.
Wow. It sounds like so much is opening up for you.
Yeah. And I'm with this guy now, and I'm going to see him on Sunday. I said, let's have a romantic day. So we're going to take the Cape May Lewis Ferry across the over in Jersey and Delaware, and that is at sunset, and, you know, have a little wine and just and that is just such a romantic trip. And he knows, you know, this is about bringing back romance because the anger doesn't work.
Yeah.
And then we can be calm and sweet, and the humor cracks me up. We could be the best comedians in the world. And then we are very good now about at least saying, we're not blaming each other. I'm really owning my behavior, my feelings. I'm witnessing my feelings. I communicate it. And I know he's actually from my high school. So I know what he was like back in high school. A very fine person. So I'm like the other caller. He's the one, and he's not the one, and I see that it's me having to shift to opening my heart and be willing and ready. And I've told him this. I'm ready for love. I'm tired of pushing you away. I'm tired of you hanging up the phone. I'm tired of me, you know, backing off, him backing off. End it, start it. It's like this stupid game. And so we stopped this game all of a sudden. Once we acknowledged it, it just seemed to disappear. Just about a week ago. Now we have good conversations from start to finish, and what a relief. I don't know how to explain this relationship.
You know, one thing I can tell you is Dr. Fisher has done some research on couples that were either high school sweethearts or were together in college and then were apart for many, many years and lived their whole life and then come back together after the age of 60. And she said for most of these couples, there's a 75% chance that they can have a good, strong relationship together because the attraction that was available back then is still there. It's still in your brain. You have this sense of familiarity, this sense of family with them. So she says it's a really good thing when you reconnect from somebody that you knew long ago.
Well, the odd thing is he doesn't remember me at all from high school. I remember him because he was so good looking. But we never talked in high school.
Oh, okay.
We just made one eye contact waiting for the bus.
Right, but you still have a lot of shared similar memories of having grown up in the same place, in the same school.
Oh, yes.
The same
people.
Yeah,
we know all
that level of familiarity
serves
the relationship.
Yes, it does. We organized the reunion together. He did the search engines and found 500 classmates, and I phoned and said, are you our classmates? And we connected and had our 45th reunion and our 50th reunion. That was because he saved me. He was like my savior. He knew how to do genealogy, and he found all these people all around the country. And I just made phone calls. Are you our classmate? We haven't, you know. So he's like, perfect teamwork. But then
Nancy,
reality and blast.
So Nancy,
what's the
deepest and most important question for this? Because
yeah,
I want to make sure you get an answer because there's something important that you're wanting to get clarity about, and I want to make sure we can help you with that.
Okay, thank you. I guess because I know what love is, I have fear it can be either so good and breathtaking, like Neil said, just cry at it being so incomprehensible, and then what if it doesn't work?
Well,
like if I really let myself go and experience that depth of love, he wants it, I want it.
Well, I think it's trusting in your resilience, right? It's trusting in your resilience. It's trusting that your heart has healed before. And your heart with each experience expands, your capacity to love deeper. It's trusting the life process. It's trusting if you were to open your heart and risk to love, it wouldn't mean anything about you. And, I think in that, you know, there's also discernment. So, you know, there's trust and there's risk, but there's also assessing and discernment so that you can be watching and noticing how he's showing up and how he's meeting all of the ways that you're extending yourself into partnership and if he's showing up to meet that, right? So when we're taking a risk to open our heart, it's not a blind leap of faith. It's rather, it's like, you know, the opening to intimacy is like the opening of a rose, petal by petal by petal, and so you're opening a little and see if you're being met in that. And then you're opening more and you're being met in that. And you're opening more and you're being met in that. And you have the power to keep yourself safe and make a good decision and really listen to yourself and trust yourself about whether this feels good and right. And trust that if it's not, that there's someone else out there that you can experience this love with. Okay?
Yeah, one more thing, please. I think I have to bring in God here because he was atheist when I met him, and he did really turn to love God. And we do say prayers every now and then. And boy, he is concise and precise. And I say, I cry. I cry at his prayers. I said, if God can't hear you, God is dumb and stupid. Because he just prays so from the heart. And I pray so from the heart. And we don't understand, you know, why our hearts aren't connecting.
Nancy, sweetheart, I want to invite you just to take a moment, just to take a nice deep breath.
Thank you.
Okay, just take a nice deep breath and breathe into the center of the feeling that you're having.
Yeah, maybe I just don't feel I deserve it.
Well, you know what? How old are you now in your life?
68
okay.
Years young.
So what are a couple of the best things about being 68 compared to being 4?
Well, you hit a raw subject because I had a sexual thing happen at age 3. So if you said before 3,
well,
I'd say
I was
in nirvana. I'm afraid
of
being into nirvana.
How about a couple of the best things about being 68 compared to being 4 is that you have the power to keep yourself safe. That's what I know.
Yes. Yeah.
You have the power to keep yourself safe. You have the power to decide who is in your intimate space or not. And you have the power to create the kind of love that you desire. And so being awake to that and being present as the adult woman that you are, who has power, showing up as her in the relationship, that's where you're going to find the power to create this kind of love and connection. And all relationships have obstacles and struggles. This is really normal. And amazing tools and resources in our Art of Love Inner Circle. I'm going to share more about that with you in just a moment. You might want to consider upgrading to Platinum to get access to our library. Now, we have a library of over 100 seminars on all aspects of cultivating relationship skills and intimacy skills and communication skills that we don't have time to cover in the series. But, you know, tools for being able to connect and relate and communicate. You know, love is an art and a journey of practice, but the foundation for that journey is you showing up with access to a level of self-responsibility, with all the resources of who you are as an adult woman, knowing it's your responsibility and you have the power to keep yourself safe. And from there, you can create a miracle of love and find out what's possible here. Nancy, we love you. We're standing with you. We're standing for
you.
We're glad you're with us in our circle. Thank you so much. So then, thank you so much. Amazing love manifesting community here. What a deep and tender and vulnerable and powerful session we've had today and share. There's just one more question I want to respond to online before we leave that has come through from Lee in Portland. And Ariel, I'm just trying to find when Jan is going to be on. Lee, you have to listen to... Lee, do we have a story for you? So Lee from Portland, Ariel and I, our husbands are both from Portland, so we have a real
affinity for Portland, Oregon. That's
exactly.
Sure.
We love visiting Portland, and so we feel you there. So she says, I'm 56, look 38, divorced 2 years after 20 marriages. I seem to be attracting...
How many, sir?
Divorced 2 years after 20-year marriages.
Oh, a 20-year marriage. Okay, got
yeah.
it. I thought you said 20
so
marriages.
No, she's 56. She looks 38.
She's divorced
2 years now after a 20-year marriage. I seem to keep attracting men much younger than me, sometimes obviously too young, and I can be discerning. My father married a woman 26 years his junior, and 41 years later, they're still happily married. I do believe that love may not have age boundaries. However, there certainly are social stigmas about it, especially older women with younger men. I'm not interested in someone short-term, superficial, purely physical. If the communication is there, the deep connection, the spirituality, physical chemistry, I might be shortchanging us, worrying about the age difference. Another way to ask the question is when is too young? You know, when is too young? Why do we have a story for you?
So our friend Jan Desai, who's married to the spiritual teacher Panache Desai, is currently 58 years old. Her husband is 26 years younger than her. They have been together, blissfully happily married, for more than 10 years, and they have two sets of twins under the age of 3, both of which were delivered by the same surrogate. And I have spent lots and lots of time with them. Their marriage totally works. She also looks 20 years younger. Like, if you just saw them together as a couple, you wouldn't automatically say, oh, he's married to an older woman. It just works great for them. So on Monday, which is going to be an amazing day, we've got Deepak Chopra speaking on Monday and a Raise Your Love Vibration soulmate panel. And then we have Jan Desai telling her whole story of overcoming a 20-year marriage and a divorce that devastated her and learning to heal after that. And now she is with her much younger soulmate, and it works.
So I have a feeling that she was speaking directly to you, Lee, in this session. So really want to make sure you listen to it. No, it's amazing. I think the truth is love knows no age boundaries. If you share the same values and vision and you have chemistry and you both have a healthy attachment, that's actually the recipe for happy, healthy, deeply bonded, ecstatic joy together. And I think it's absolutely awesome. So I think it's great. How exciting that you are in a stage of life and you have the opportunity to create a wonderful relationship again. Okay, well, we have lots coming up in the series. The program you can read, if you scroll down the page, you're going to find all of the details about the upcoming program. My seminar tomorrow live, join me at 10 o'clock, Ariel's session on Sunday morning. We have amazing things coming up over the weekend with Rory Ray on Modern Siren. Tomorrow, the whole day is going to be about feminine power. And then Sunday is going to be all about love manifesting power, along with the panel on enlisting the help of numerology, angels, ancestors, and guides to manifest love. Fantastic success stories coming up over the weekend. The powerful, brilliant, incredible best-selling author and transformational teacher, Mary Morrissey. What a powerhouse she is. She has her soulmate success story. And Shanda Sumpta, who is a powerhouse business coach, CEO of a multi-million dollar empire, amazing, powerful, successful woman who went through her inner transformation to meet her soulmate. She's going to share her success story with you, too. And then we'll be on Monday with Deepak Chopra and the Raising Your Love Vibration panel, and Jan Desai will be back with you for our highlights recap and next Q&A then. So as I mentioned, you're going to have the opportunity to access all of the seminars for free each day that are broadcast for 24 hours. And we know you're really busy, and we know you are going to want to own your own copy of the series. I'd love to, just as we end, take a few moments just to share with you about the upgrade options. And if you've already upgraded to gold, I want you to know that there's a link on your page right now where you have the opportunity throughout the series to upgrade to our platinum package. So do stay on and listen as I share about that opportunity, as it's a wonderful series of programs that we've created in the platinum. So let me just start by talking about the gold upgrade. When you upgrade to our gold package, you're going to receive unlimited downloadable access to all of the keynotes, the panels, the inspiring success stories, the entire program. You're going to be able to download on your computer, your iPad, your iPhone, and listen. You'll be able to participate in the live coaching calls with us. There are another 5 live coaching calls like this where you'll have the opportunity to be coached by us. And you're also going to receive an additional 5 bonus seminars, one with Marianne Williamson. I'm going to be hosting the brilliant, incredible David Kessler, who's one of the world's experts on conscious completions and healing your heart. We're going to hold a very powerful space for you to heal your heart if you still have heart pain from a relationship that you're recovering from, or a marriage has ended,
or a loved one has died, or you're shut down in non-possibility with grief in some way. It's going to be a very powerful live workshop we're going to be doing to support you with that. Allison Armstrong and John Gray, the world's leading gender experts, what men and women must know about each other in the process of finding love. Jonathan Astley on dating divorced men. Most of us in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, we're going to be dating men who've had other relationships, who might have been married, who have kids, how we navigate those dynamics. It's not something we have time to go into in the series, but this is a fantastic bonus. And the regular total value of all of these different components individually is over $2,000, and the regular price is $297, and you'll be able to access it during the event only for $97. Or actually, I think the regular price might be even more with the bonuses. But during the event only, you'll be able to access it for only $97. And we're really honored and grateful through the wonders of online learning to be able to bring you the entire program that you can own and download and listen to the audios again and read the transcripts and go and highlight and participate in the bonuses for that low price of $97. And when you upgrade to the gold package, the platinum package, you'll receive everything in the gold package and bonuses, plus you're also going to receive an additional set of bonuses that I want to tell you about that are very, very exciting. You're going to receive 3 months in our Inner Circle membership program for the Art of Love Inner Circle, where you're going to get access to what we've lovingly called the vault, the love manifesting vault, which is over 100 seminars with our world's leading experts like Dr. Helen Fisher that Ariel was referencing as we go through seminars on all aspects of finding and attracting and creating and attracting love and sustaining love as well. So over 100 seminars on different aspects of communication and relationship capacity. So you'll have access to the vault plus monthly live brand new masterclasses that we're going to be hosting. We'll be posting the program for the summer very soon. We've dubbed our summer program the Summer of Love in the Art of Love Inner Circle. So we're going to be giving you access to brand new live workshops that are going to help you integrate and apply what you've discovered in this series to be able to succeed and manifest your beloved. You'll have access to an additional live 3 coaching calls with us and a live video workshop where Ariel and I are joining forces and I'm bringing my best feminine power keys with her best love manifesting keys together. And after the series is over, we're going to be doing a brand new workshop on the feminine power feminine power for love manifesting with both of us together. That's going to be an amazing group where we'll come together, we'll be harnessing the energy of the series and teaching you some powerful things to integrate and apply what you have discovered together. So it's $5,500 worth of additional value. You can upgrade to platinum you can register for platinum for only $197. If you are already a gold subscriber, you'll see the information. There's a special offer for you. It's the regular price of everything in the platinum bonus is close to $700, so you can upgrade for a very low price during the entire series. We want to give you access to as many resources as we possibly can to support you on your journey to love. So that's our packages. We really hope you join us where you feel called, that you listen, that you benefit, you take, you apply the discoveries that you have been making to the series to create extraordinary love in your life. All right, so that's our program for today. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Have an amazing time over the weekend listening to all the sessions. We can't wait to be with you again on Monday night. Let's unmute the lines and hear the sound of us together
as a global community, manifesting big love. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye. Much love.
Ditto.
Thank you for listening to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. For more information about how you can download the audios, visit artofloveaudios.com. Again, that's artofloveaudios.com. We want to thank our event partners, The Art of Love, today's leading online community for creating and sustaining extraordinary relationships, and Feminine Power, the leading online community, courses, and advanced coaching, facilitation, and leadership trainings designed to support women stepping into their highest possibilities. Find out more at femininepower.com. On behalf of your hosts, Ariel Ford and Claire Zammit, we want to thank you again for participating in this series and send you much support on your journey to lifelong love and happiness with your soulmate.